Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
That's one thing you have to do is shut the crowd up with some early success. And Pryor runs right by Marcus Peters.
Good speed from Terrell Pryor. Perfect pass from Kirk Cousins. 7-0 lead for the good guys. The Redskins would lead 10-0. They would go on to lose last night's game late. Two turnovers for touchdowns that really didn't matter at the end of these games made both the Philly loss and the Kansas City loss look worse. But they're one possession games, the Redskins were right in. And this was a game they were really close to winning if Doxson can hang on to the football. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines are open at 800-636-1067. 800-636-1067. Taking your calls on game balls to the best players, gassers to the worst players from last night. Kendall's in Alexandria. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, buddy.
Game ball to Kirk, obviously. I'm always amazed that people act like he's never taken a game over, and like the last night was the first time. But I will say that he took a step last night. And, the way he kind of took over, the way he ran the ball, yep. The way he scanned the field, the way he gave his guys a chance. We've been waiting for him to throw that ball up and give guys a chance. And he's doing that this year, and I love it. So he gets a game ball. Obviously, I think the offensive line did a good job as well, even with Trent going out. Even though it wasn't the same level of dominance, they still held. Kirk was pretty much he didn't get sacked very many times. I don't think maybe a couple times. Pryor. Pryor's not a receiver right now. He's just a great athlete, but he doesn't have wide receiver instincts. I'm not giving up on him, but just right now he just doesn't have it. I think you're right, Danny. That's play where he alligator armed the slant. That was a turning point because we were looking to go up 17-0 right there, and that changed the game.
Well, even if it 13-0, I mean something. If he catches that, it's 1st and 10, new set of downs, and you're on the precipice of field goal range.
Or you go into the half. The worst case scenario, you go into the half up 10-0. You gave Kansas City an opening. You didn't have to. They were already going to get the ball to start the second half, and they basically had two consecutive possessions that were set up by that drop.
By the way, no sacks last night at all.
Yeah.
And there really wasn't much risk of any. Good job by the offensive line, and namely Morgan Moses, against one of the best pass rushers, Justin Houston. I mean, that's something that's going to get lost in this game. There are a lot of really courageous efforts that will. Moses was excellent. Trent Williams gutting through his injury. Big. That is the toughest player on this football team. There are a lot of them. Brown,
he's a tough
Foster,
son of a gun,
I mean,
man.
You name a guy who came back in Martrell Spate. Trent Williams is the leader of that pack. Mo is in Woodbridge on the fan. What's up, Mo?
Hey, what's good, Granddaddy?
Hey, dude.
Hey, man. I think we're a good team, first off. But, the game ball definitely goes to Kurt. He did his job. But my guess it definitely has to go to the coordinator for not closing off that right side. They're letting Alex Smith just do whatever he wants on the right side. They should have spied somebody or something. But, that's my take on it, fellas.
Thanks, man.
Let's go to Moise in Manassas. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, dude.
I'm going to give a game ball to just the defensive depth chart. And I'm going to go ahead and give a gasser to Chris Thompson. He did his best Houdini impression and was just non-existent almost throughout the game.
That's going to happen a little bit as you get as much fanfare and hype and attention as he has. He was only targeted twice. I mean, you can't throw the ball to yourself. They took him out of the game, probably.
And that was this is, if I'm doing this, if I'm in a meeting room right now going, how do I diagnose the Redskins? I go, their best two options right now is Jordan Reed is kind of banged up. Maybe this will change if he gets healthier. But it's Chris Thompson and Jordan, and I must call him Jordan Crowder, and Jameson Crowder on bubble screens, check downs, things are quick where they catch it in space and run with it. I'll do whatever I can to take that away. And I'll dare Josh Doxson, who plays only a quarter of the snaps, and when he catches the ball, he's got to go off to the sideline for 20 minutes, and Terrell Pryor to beat me. I'll dare him. And that looked like to me what Kansas City did.
Let's go to Chris in Alexandria. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. I called last week talking about how an injured Jordan Reed is not as good as a healthy Vernon Davis, and I rest my case. Vernon Davis was incredible. Jordan Reed was forgettable, as usual, when he's hurt. I think Gasser needs to be given to the coaches for playing Reed while hurt when we had an injured Rob Kelly who only lasted a series and a beat-up Pirine when we needed to have another running back. Because if Pirine goes out, then we just have Chris Thompson, and that's a big no-no. But the main reason why I called for the Gassers is going to be going to Breland because those penalties completely trashed us on that.
Yeah. And I feel for Breland. That's a smart call. Thank you, buddy. He's had a really good season. Those two penalties were crippling. And Preston Smith, same thing. If that sack ends up being kept for him, that's mm-hmm. four sacks in four games. One in every single game that they've played. His penalties were huge last night. And you can have two conversations. You're having a great year. You cost us big. You know, if you're a coaching staff that, hey, Preston, call him in. You're having a great year. You cost us last night. And he did. He cost the Redskins drives and time of possession and exhaustion and fatigue.
Yeah,
and
same
Deshaun
with Breland.
Did the same.
Same with Breland.
Dave Wardoff, what's up?
GD, what up, though?
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
All is well, fellas. All is well. Real quick, man, I give my game ball. As everyone said, we're going to give it to Kirk Cousins because Kirk looked like he earned his $25 million. Not just last night, but he looked like a $25 million quarterback. He looked poised. He put the team on his back. And even on that play call where we did the goal line read option, I didn't like it, but Kirk was determined to even still try to get in there. He put his body on the line, tried to spin around, tried to get in there. Because if you look at the personnel, I thought they were passing. You had Jordan Reed, you had Pryor, you had Dotson, but Kansas City was just on that read option because we ran it earlier that drive. So they did stop it. But shout out to Kirk Cousins. You looked good last night, sir. And real quick, before I go, y'all, I'm going to give my gasser not just to Terrell Pryor, but I'm giving it to the Redskins front office. Real quick, GD, if you all remember, there was a quarterback by the name of Cordell Stewart who converted to wide receiver. However, he was not your number one wide receiver on that team. You still had Plaxico, you still had Hines Ward, and et cetera. You bring in a natural-born quarterback, you let go two 1,000-yard receivers, and you bring in a guy who was a quarterback and think he's going to just be your number one receiver.
Yeah, he's not a number one. There's no doubt. And he shouldn't be. Bigger problem is not that the front office brought him here. That they got a pretty good deal on him, $6 million. Bigger problem is they're using him right now as if he's a number one. On the field all the time, leading the team in targets. That needs to change. You've had a quarter of the year. You got a good indication now of what you got. Kirk Cousins got back real late last night. I don't even know if he slept because he's got a baby crying in the house probably.
Yeah, man.
He is scheduled to join us live next, top of the hour at 11. Spread the word, Cousins on Grant and Danny.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.